What is Hugh's approval rating? Will there be any coaching changes? And what does Bruce's future look like? It's time for another Barn Takeover.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the bug, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Thursday. It's another Barn Takeover Day. It's my favorite time of the week where we let members of thebarn.com sort of program the show, ask their questions. We do a mailbag on our message board. The questions come in. I pick the best ones and are my favorite ones and ones that I feel like are going to create good conversation. And then we roll with it. And every single week it's dynamite. The questions are dynamite. We got a lot of stuff talking about Hugh's approval rating. What would my approval rating for Hugh be over these 2 years? Are we expecting any coaching changes? And then recruiting stuff, and then talk a little bit of basketball at the end. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to mybookie.ag. Use coupon code next round for a double up deposit. Give them $200. They're going to give you another $200 back, all the way up to $1,000 free to play with. So you got free money to go throw around and try to get your betting strategy down before you hit your actual money. So have some fun. You can bet any possible way you'd like. I really like their live betting platform, especially for basketball. You can catch it right. You can win some money there. But check them out, mybookie.ag. So, yeah, let's jump into it. Let's go ahead and have some fun. Jump into the questions. There's some really good ones, and I think it's going to spur some really good conversation. I'd love to hear your comments on some of these questions too. So if you hear a question that you disagree with my answer, or you have a different answer, hit it in the comments, and let's have some fun. So here we go. Number one. One of my buds, one of my favorite posters, Mr. Mischief. This one's tough too. If you had to give Hugh a job approval rating, what would you give him? So I'd break it down into like three different categories: off the field, offense, and defense, and then try to give it a little bit of an average. I would say off the field, under the circumstances, when I'm talking about off the field, I'm talking about recruiting and just sort of roster management in general. You got portal and you got high school. Obviously, high school is a 10. Like, there's no argument otherwise. High school has just been flawless. You've just about hit on every single prospect you possibly could. So I would say at least a 10. On high school. Portal still like hit or miss. I think it's pretty much hit or miss across the country. If I had to pick for portal, and a lot of that's going to depend on this cycle. So it would probably switch. I'm just going to put off the field in general. I'm going to put off the field in general as a 9. So that's throwing portal and in high school all together. I think they're doing a really good job off the field as far as the roster goes. Now, again, what happens in December will go a long way towards this staff as a whole's future here at Auburn. It really will. So off the field, I would say a 9 overall. On the field, offense, I would say a 2. I mean, it's been really, really, really bad for 2 years. You haven't had a ton of sustained success. You've had flashes. You've actually at times this year been able to be a big play offense. You kind of have gone away from it. So I would say a 2 for sure, like 100%. I don't think it's been very good at all on offense for 2 years, and that's got to change. And then defense, honestly. if you had to take this year, I would say defense has been almost a 10. I'd say a 9 for sure on defense this year. But I think I would say if you took the 2 years combined, last year, man, barring the circumstances, they were pretty solid last year too. So I think I'd stick with a nine. I really do. I think I'd stick with a nine on defense. So if you add those together, that's about a 6.5. So a 6.5 out of 10 overall, which is a D. And I think that's fair. I think the offense has been so bad and the results have been so bad on the field that it really, really pulls down the overall average. And then, but the off the field stuff's been as equally bad as the offense. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let me make sure I say this correctly. As equally awful as the on-field product has been, it's been the opposite in the other direction off the field. And that's one thing that keeps me wanting to see this thing play out, because I want to see where it gets to be a more of a full roster of Hugh high school guys that have been here in the culture and in the program for multiple years. And they seem to nail the evals on high school. They're just not a lot of guys to where it seems like you just miss and they're just a waste. So that's where I think I'd go. I think I'd say 6.5 overall is where I would out of 10. And that's not good. That's way below where it needs to be. So love to hear your thoughts on that. Let's go to the next. C. Coop, what would be the backup plan if Deuce does decommit? I'm going to preface this by saying that I think Auburn's still in a very good spot for Deuce to keep him. I would say it's way more likely they keep him right now than lose him. So I want to preface this whole conversation by saying that. But you'd just be naive to say that it's 100% locked just because of the results on the field. You never know what could happen over the next three games. And the fact that Ole Miss is seemingly ready to make a charge. I don't think Auburn is going to be I don't think it's going to be a money situation. I think Auburn's willing to do whatever it takes from that standpoint to keep him. So I don't think it's going to be a money thing. It's just the overall Mississippi, the whole record, everything that goes along with it. And then Ole Miss seems to be kind of on a heater right now as far as getting kids to flip or getting kids in the fold. So could he want to jump on that wave? Who knows? But I still think Auburn has a better chance to keep him than lose him. So now, what would be the backup plan? It's always going to be you're going to have four quarterbacks in the class next year. You're going to have four quarterbacks on the roster. That's the ideal goal. Okay, so even if you brought Deuce in, okay, if you brought Deuce in and everybody stayed, that's five. Okay, you imagine you're going to lose at least one, so that's four. That's where you want to be. There's also a chance you could lose two quarterbacks if Deuce comes in. So you know you're going to have to go to the portal for one, and you feel like if you lose multiple quarterbacks and you have to go to the portal for two, you're fine doing that. So I think that's kind of the plan. That's kind of the plan that you'll see is if Deuce does flip, it would be the same as if you lose two of your other guys. So if you were to lose Hank and Holden, or Holden and Walker, or any combination of those two, you were going to have to bring in two portal guys. Okay, you felt like you're going to lose one anyway. So when you bring in your starter and you bring in Deuce, that would still be your four. So if you lose two of those guys, you're going to have to bring in another portal guy. So it's either going to be Deuce comes in, you more than likely lose a quarterback. You're going to bring in a starter level guy. Anyway, with the only one or maybe 2 years to play. So that gives you four. If you lose Deuce, you're going to bring in a younger guy portal to kind of compete and develop after the 2025 season. So I think that's the backup plan. There is no backup plan for high school to bring in a high school guy. Now they're all in. They're all in with Deuce. There's no turning back now. You've gone this far. Kids are committed elsewhere. The only other long shot would be if there's a 2026 they've been talking about. There's several, I don't know who they are specifically, but there's some 2026 guys that could reclassify, but I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that's going to be a path for Auburn. I think it's going to be portal regardless. So what younger guy out there that Auburn has a connection with that they could bring in and sort of compete with the room and then have a really big quarterback battle going into the 2026 season? I think that's the direction that you go. No high school backup plan. Good question, though. Take one more, then we'll give a shout out to old Ford Stokes. Kevin McCormick, are we still in the running to add another high-level running back to this 2025 class besides Alvin? Any communication with Deer, Chroma, or Mills Knight? So the second part of the question, they're definitely communication. They're definitely recruiting these guys, Chroma and Mills Knight. And I think there was a time where Chroma, like early on after his commitment, was like, I may be reconsidering some things, but I think on the field results have sort of changed the tune a little bit. So I don't think there are any running backs that'll be added to this class from high school. I don't expect like some late bloomer to burst onto the scene either. It feels like it's Alvin and that's it. And then you're going to go to the portal. You'll have your two guys returning. Will they both stay? I think that's, more than likely one of them will. And I'm talking about Damari Austin and Jeremiah Cobb. Will one of them stay? And then you have Alvin, you're going to have to bring in a portal guy. There's several dudes that have been mentioned. One guy that I mean, everybody talks about just because of the connection. Auburn's trying to go after. Auburn's trying to land Naeem Offord, is in really good shape to land him. He has a brother who's a really good running back at Tulane, Makai Hughes. He's well over 1,000 yards, I think, already this year. And that's the talk is maybe he would enter the portal. And if you get Naeem, could you get Makai Hughes to come join the room? Who knows? There's no guarantee that he'll even enter the portal, but that's an example of the type of guy you'd probably go try to get in the portal. But they're definitely going portal for the running back. I don't really know what else. You can't go into the season next year with only two guys that have played significant snaps. Even though Alvin, I think, can be a really good running back, you got to have, just for injury's sake, you got to bring in at least one. So we'll see what happens there. I don't think there's another high school guy. I think you're definitely going portal there. Before we keep going, let's give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. It doesn't matter what kind of retirement plan you have in place. There's no harm in double checking, triple checking, making sure that it's performing at its optimal level, and then you're not paying just crazy fees that you shouldn't be paying. So give him a shout, retirementresults.com/plan. Tell him War Eagle, tell him we sent you, and get that free portfolio analysis for that's a $1,500 value. Just no cost to you, and then make a friend at the same time. So check him out, Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Let's keep going. Next question is C. Gravy Days. My biggest question right now is what staff changes are going to be made on offense. So, we've talked about this a few times, but I think it just goes, I don't think there is a specific plan in place of who has to go. And there's not even really many rumors yet as far as who's got to go. I think things you have to look at are, what are the positions that seem to be, the same ones that are, underperforming? You have the offensive line who were giving up a lot of sacks, but on the flip side, you got six really talented high school offensive linemen coming in. So do you need to change the recruiting part of it? There's so many coaches that you can hire now. Could you have what you have now continue the recruiting aspect of it and then bring in another type of technician type coach to be sort of the development aspect? I don't know, but I could see some changes on the offensive line, wide receiver. I mean, you're constantly having guys quote unquote running the wrong route. That's straight out of Hugh's mouth. Is that a system thing or is that a teaching thing? I definitely think wide receiver is something to look at. And I think Gravy Days actually mentioned this a little bit later in the question, but I couldn't get all the characters in this format. But yeah, those two things, I think, are those two things. There's a lot of questions. There's a lot of questions there. I think the tight ends have been really good from a blocking perspective. Obviously, Rivaldo's had the drops this year. I don't think you can coach kids out of drops. I think that's just kind of who they are. I think hands are just sort of like a natural thing. There's no real technique other than just watch the ball into your hands. But I think the tight ends have been good. So I don't think there's any questions there. Recruiting's been good there. They have done well in the portal there. Quarterbacks coach Kent's been there, with Hugh. There's a connection there. And even though you may say they've been terrible at, you know, the quarterbacks so far, I can't disagree. I just don't see Kent going anywhere. He could go off the field and just be a coach and not be a game day call. Well, they're all game day now. They all can call plays and do stuff on. So there could be a shakeup there as far as from a recruiting or development standpoint. I don't know. He's Hugh's guy, and they work really well together. They have in the past. They've had a ton of success. And then you got Derek Nix, who could take the head coaching job at Southern Miss. So there could be a sizable shakeup. There could be a lot of shakeup on the offensive side of the ball. I don't know specifically, but I do know this. I do know this. I know Auburn, and I know how the money guys think, and I know how the money guys act, and I know the suggestions they make, and I guarantee you, there's no way they go into 2025 with the exact same offensive staff. There's just no way. Now, when those changes will happen, I'm sure it's going to be after signing day. But there's just no way. There's no way that you can take this product into next year and not make any changes on the staff. There's just not. So there's definitely going to be some shakeup. So for sure, I would be concerned if there wasn't. Well, let's keep going. Reckoner one, can you give numbers at each position that you think we take out of the portal? Which of those portal acquisitions would be a priority or a position willing to go all in on? Okay, so numbers at each position, and which ones do you think are like the ones you just can't miss, that they're willing to go to battle and I guess honestly, just for lack of better words, spend whatever they got to spend to get those guys. Okay, so let's just start on offense. You know they're going to go quarterback, and I think that's a priority. I think they're planning to do whatever it takes to get a top guy. So who that is, we won't 100% know until it gets closer to time and you start hearing guys, once season's ending, I plan to enter the portal, I plan to do this, I plan to do that. That'll be key. So quarterback for sure. Definitely taking one, and depending on attrition, you may take two there. So it just depends on the attrition. If you just lose one of the quarterbacks, then you only take one. You only take one portal quarterback. If you lose two, you take two. It's simple as that. Running back, for sure taking one. Could possibly take two, depending on attrition. So, I think that's definitely one to watch. Definitely one to watch, because I mean, I can understand if Damari Austin and Jeremiah Cobb, if they look at, hey, I've split carries for multiple years now. I want to be a feature back. And then those both guys are returning next year, and there's not a lot of separation between them. I could see one saying, hey, I could be a feature back elsewhere. I'm going to go take my chances. So if that happens, you take two. If not, you just take one, I think. So quarterback, running back, wide receiver. A lot of it has to do with attrition, but I think you definitely take at least one. You don't have many receivers coming back on scholarship that have played. You got a couple freshmen coming in, but I think if you look at scholarship wide receivers, I think you expect to lose at least two off the roster to attrition. I'm not going to talk about speculate who they are, but I think you're planning, you're expecting to lose two. So you're going to have to, you're only going to have like five or six returning wide receivers. So you definitely need to add at least one, and it'll be, you know, definitely need to add at least one. And then, you know, depending on attrition, you may add another as well. So I'm expecting at least one there. Offensive line, I think you're wanting a blockbuster offensive tackle. That's priority. I think you're going to go try to get the best offensive tackle you can possibly get. So I think quarterback and offensive tackle on offense are definitely two of those priority. I think that's the top two that they're going to go get no matter what. I think they want one linebacker, probably one safety. And I think you're close to good pretty much everywhere else. I think you're going to be – you may want to get a true nose tackle, like a true inside guy, because you lose a bunch there. But I think overall – I think you're on the defensive side. You're pretty solid, man. You're just plugging a couple of holes. I think overall you'll take somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 12, or let's say 8 to 12 total guys in the portal. But I think the two blockbuster positions that you're willing to do whatever it takes are quarterback and offensive tackle. That's from everything I've heard. They're willing to do literally whatever it takes to get the best offensive tackle and the best quarterback they can possibly get. Who's the biggest threat to hit the portal right now? So I would say, I don't want to. You got to be careful here because I definitely don't want to encourage anybody to portal. But I would think just naturally, if I'm a wide receiver, I'm concerned. Naturally, I'm saying, hey. We haven't been able to have a very passing offense. We've been explosive at times, but overall, we haven't really been what I thought we would be. So I may, you know, look around, or I may at least, you know, especially if you don't bring in the quarterback that I feel comfortable with, or a quarterback that's very convincing in the portal. You know, a wide receiver. Now it could be a number of the guys. I don't know exactly if there's one in particular. That would be one to watch, but I think wide receiver, and then I just mentioned the running backs. I don't have anything that would make me believe that a running back would leave, but I'm just thinking from a human aspect. You know, Damari's been there a long time, and he's never been able to be the featured guy when he probably could be the featured guy elsewhere. Jeremiah Cobb, same thing. This is going to be two seasons. He's going to be going into his third season, and he's not getting a ton of carries now. His workload next year would go up significantly, but still, he's going to have to fight it, split carries with Damari. So either one of those guys, just from a human element, could probably be a feature back elsewhere at, you know, just maybe a little bit of a step down program, maybe not even a step down, maybe just a little lateral move that may be able to, you know, land a feature role. So wide receiver, running back, one of those, you know, maybe those would be the biggest threat to leave. And then after that, I really don't see much. Oh, quarterback. Okay. I could see somebody in the quarterback room leaving, especially if you get a multi-year guy out of the portal. I could definitely see a quarterback leaving. Most of it all seems to be on the offensive side. I feel like the defensive side, the way it's built, you may lose some reserves, but I think the biggest question is starting level guys, or like guys that you expect to be a starter next year. What is the threat there? And I think probably wide receiver and running back would be what I would be the most concerned about. Nobody in particular, but just I think that's what I'd be watching. A couple more. These are basketball questions, which obviously is the best thing that's going on right now. So let's hit these. This is a good one. 5 o'clock Charlie. Love the name, obviously. Does Bruce have a plan for Steven to take control by 2026 or 2027? Would Steven get out and maybe gain head coaching experience at a lesser – should Steven get out and maybe gain some head coaching experience at a lesser program? So on the second part, I think it's a little too late for that. If you want him to be the – next guy in line, because typically you want that guy to go, like you can't, you're not going to learn a ton by coaching, you know, one or two seasons. You know what I mean? Like being a head coach for just a couple seasons, you're not going to get a ton of, I don't feel like you're going to learn a whole lot about them. And I don't know that Bruce has, this is just my opinion. I don't know that Bruce has a ton of time left. I mean, he's older. He's a ton of energy. It's got to be exhausting. And he made a comment in his press conference after Houston about Steven. He said he's ready. They were talking about the game plan. He said, I think he said he was the defensive guy. Burgo called a lot of the offensive. He was the defensive scout. Burgo called a lot of the offensive plays. But I think he just said he's ready was what his quote was. And that was a very, you know, that caught a lot of people's attention. As far as a plan for him to take control by 26 or 27, I don't know there's a specific plan in place, but I think we'd be naive to think that Bruce doesn't want Steven to take over as head coach after he retires. And I think that would probably be the move, to be quite frank. I think Steven's done a really good job here. He's becoming more of a focal role. You've seen him do more media appearances and things like that. I think it's way too late in the game. He would have needed to go get a head coaching job 2 or 3 years ago for it to really make sense. Now, I mean, where do you go that you're going to – the only thing – and another thing is the only thing right now that could hurt him is if he were to leave and go coach elsewhere. So I think – right where he's at is the best shot for him to become the next head coach. So I think it's way too late in the game for him to go coach elsewhere. And I do think there's a really good chance Steven is the guy as soon as Bruce retires. And I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I think you could probably go get a little bit of a higher, more proven commodity. But I think Bruce is obviously still going to be here helping the program. And Steven, it's sort of like a great, easy little transition. I think you can keep a lot of the continuity. You could probably keep a lot of the continuity. It's a lot of the staff that's helped this train roll. I think you could keep a lot of that intact. Last question, and we'll call it a day. How big of trouble are we in if Ja'Kai and Turtle don't return? So, first of all, I think they do return. I don't know when it'll be. It may be the next game. It could be after Maui. Maybe that's the, you know, hey, we're not going to put you on another plane. I'm just kidding. They were sitting on the court beside each other last night. So if you watch the game, they were there on the bench and they were sitting beside each other. So I think it'll be a fairly quick return. If by chance you lose one or both, you're just in a depth issue. You just have a depth issue. Then you can't get injuries. You can't have any injuries, and you can't get into foul trouble. So, and those two things happen over the course of a long season. So I think just on the surface level, it may not be a huge blow for one game, obviously, but over the length of a season, I think it'd be a huge deal if you lost both. It'd be massive, especially Turtle, because you know there's really no backup at the four. There's really no there'd be no, like, it'd be just Chaney and then Broom moonlighting a little bit over there at the four, and Broom at the four and Dylan at the five has not yielded the fruit that I expected, so that would not be an ideal situation, but. I think we'd be in trouble if they don't come back from a depth perspective. It's just a long season. It's a grind, man, especially when you get in a conference play. You're just banging on each other. It's tough. So hopefully that's situation is remedied sooner rather than later. Love to have them on that trip to Maui because that's several games in a short amount of time, and I think Auburn can make some noise there. So, guys, that's all for today. It's another great, again, it's my favorite part of the week, and you can be a part of it. If you sign up for the barn, auburn.com, you can join in. You can submit your questions, be featured on the show, and, you know, just jump in the fun, man. You better get that account ready because you got recruiting. You got portal coming up. We've been dropping some nuggets on both on what to expect. A lot of this stuff we've already talked that I talked about today, we've already been talking about on the barn in way more detail. So definitely jump in and have some fun. It's only $1 for your first month. I think that may run out at the end of November. So definitely need to jump in on that as soon as you can. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. And you know, we're going to be back every single day. So it's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.